This is the Eric Strauss Show. More great local talk in the House of Strauss on New Mexico's talk leader, 770 KKOB.
I shifted gears. We started out a little spicy because I'm kind of fidgety today. I'm not in good spirits, but I'm trying to work with my son. We're trying to work on positive thinking and starting everything with positive. And I think one of the impetus was for this. We were putting out Christmas lights, and I lost my patience with him.
Uh-oh.
So something that was supposed to be a fun family event, I lost my patience, you know. And then I had to go back and apologize and say, you know, this isn't, you know, this is supposed to be fun and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, backpedal the whole way.
Sure,
although I
yeah.
think we're still
and
raising our kids too sensitive, Sally, but it's all right. So I did. I backpedaled. I apologized to him. And then we came up with a plan. We're starting positive, which segues directly into our guest today. We have Melinda and Thomas, and they're part. Well, let me introduce yourselves, okay? Melinda, start here, and then we'll go over to Thomas. They're a husband-wife team, and they're doing some really cool stuff. Melinda, in particular, she's a National Board Certified Teacher. So we are at a banquet for National Board Certified Teachers. Mm-hmm. And that's when I heard about her project. And I said, hey, you can come on the radio show, promote the project after I'm done talking, which may be never. Right? So I'm going to let you go. So why don't you introduce yourself and just introduce the project, and then you can segue into your husband. And Thomas used to work here. Thomas Senna, he used to work here at the station. So it's kind of cool because you knew everybody coming in. And so go ahead. Take it away, Melinda.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for having us here today. I'm so excited to get a chance to share this this project that's all about student voice. And part of our project is helping students get their projects and their passions out into the world, which includes the media. So it's really exciting to be here today.
Yeah.
And so I
appreciate
that opportunity.
What's the project called again?
It's called We All Have a Voice.
We All Have a Voice.
And it's about helping students become conversation changers. So they are shifting the conversations in their schools to be positive and hopeful and to connect one another in a brand new way.
Awesome.
And it's building culture from the inside out. So it's based on student voice. And in a school like Highland High School, where I am now, we have 100 teachers and 1,500 students. So we
You're down. That seems small for Highland.
It's kind of, you know, each year varies.
I taught there for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that that seems small.
Kind of gone back and forth the past few
yeah.
years.
Yeah, because I think we were like 25 when I was there, about 25. Yeah.
Wow.
But I think new schools have opened, and it's kind of, you know, the kind of inner city landlocked schools, you know, like Albuquerque High and Highland, population has gone down a bit. So 1,500. Talk about some of the projects you've done and what. Okay, let's even rewind a little bit further. So you're teaching and you wake up one morning and say, hey, I want to do blank, or I want to. How did this all come about?
Okay, this came all about because I was showing a Candy Chang TED talk about her Before I Die, I Want To wall. And I was preparing my kids for Mardi Gras. That was it. And Candy Chang is from New Orleans, and her whole project happened in New Orleans and then spread worldwide. That's why she's a senior TED Talk speaker now. And I showed it to my 6 classes. Every single one of them turned around at the end and said, Miss, can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why not? Okay. And that started the whole thing. And one thing after another, we learned how to do a proposal. We interviewed our school to find out how people felt about their voices. Did they have one? Did mm-hmm. they not? And it was striking. The number of students that felt like they weren't important, they didn't have a voice, it was 46%. Of the 800 students that we surveyed felt they did not have a voice and they didn't matter in the world, at school. It was fascinating. And that's when I decided, okay, this has to change. So what mm-hmm. can we do? So we built a wall, and our wall went up in 6 weeks, and it was actually funded with literacy money.
Oh,
that was awesome because it's all reading and writing.
One of the assistant principals said, hey, I've got this little bucket of money and
uh-huh. yes.
it seems like a good thing to do. And what was it?
So so Scott Elder was our principal at the time, and mm-hmm. he okayed it. He passed it along to Andy Legant, who is in charge of our buildings program, and he immediately said, you know, this is all literacy based. This is great. And we applied for it, did a proposal to APS. They approved it, waited for the money, and the kids worked really hard. Our wall went up in 4 days.
Yeah. And what is it? Just like, you give them a picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we took the corner of one of our buildings and we took chalkboard paint. And we painted a mural. Basically, it's just chalkboard paint, 50 feet long and about 9 feet tall. And then we stencil the words, before I die, I want to, with blank lines. And then the student, everyone at school now, can finish that sentence. And we keep chalk out all the time, and students go ahead and share. And sometimes people are around, sometimes people are not. And it gives everyone at school a chance to share what they're thinking and feeling in a way that then everybody can contribute. And some of the really shy kids have talked about how great that is, mm-hmm. that they don't normally talk a whole lot maybe to other people, but then they see their ideas up there and other people reading them, or they see that other people have the same dream that they do. And it just brings this whole sense of community and connection that we're all one.
And so do you leave like buckets of chalk out, or kids bring their own chalk? Or
usually we bring, we leave the chalk out. I've had donations of chalk. Chalk will just show up. Mm-hmm. New chalk in our bucket, and then we take it in and out.
Okay.
Sometimes we leave it out overnight. Sometimes we don't. Big murals will end up. There's all sorts of things that happen with this mural, and it's been really amazing to see the connection in the community.
So in my mind, I think, I see teenagers walking, six abreast down the mall. And each one of them is texting and on Facebook or on Instagram, and there is no conversation going on. And so I can almost see where your 46% is happening, and in big part because I think the art of conversation is dying in general.
Definitely. That is a culture-wide thing, and especially in schools nowadays where the technology, they've grown up with technology. They've grown up with it their whole lives, and this brings them, all of our projects, our Take a Smile project, our mirror messages where kids create messages that go up along the walls. Our newest that we've been doing this past week is called 1,000 Thank Yous, and it's where our whole school...
This is where I want the audience to come in a little bit. But,
okay, great.
I want to tease this a bit.
Yeah, oh,
so after break, we're going to hit that. Okay,
awesome.
So... 1,000 thank yous after break, and how you can jump into this project as well. And with your kids, because I can promise you this, my two kids are doing something very similar to this, and we'll talk about all of that. So you can't change the station. You got to come back and find out what's going on. We're pretty positive right now. It's Strauss Claus. And I brought in a bag of Chalice of Hope and Freedom to give away today. Can you believe that? Oh, look at you, excited kabuki face. Look at you. This is the Eric Strauss Show. When we come back, how we're going to change the world with 1,000 thank yous, if you stay tuned. And then from there, it's going to get pretty incendiary. We're positive now, but I can promise you, Viper Pit, sharpen up your fangs.
Bob Clark and the Morning Team, weekday mornings at 5. Eric Strauss right now on 770 KKOB.
I know you're going to update my toaster. I know we're going to do it.
I'm just playing positive songs.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love your production.
Yeah.
There's no question. Hey, listen, Viper Pit, we are going to get compelling and incendiary. I've got a great topic for today's show. Don't worry. It's so spicy. I didn't want to drop it here on this beautiful husband-wife team because it's incendiary, and we're positive right now. See, so I'm not doing it. So just to review, we have Melinda in studio, National Board Certified Teacher, 25-year veteran, a lot of respect. Thomas Senna, former kind of, not Cumulus, because we were...
Yeah, oh, never mind.
To be unnamed.
This was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the time I started.
Mm-hmm. Used to work at the Blowtorch.
Yes.
Anyway, so... in studio, we're talking about a project that Melinda came up with just from watching something on Mardi Gras. I don't know how they got something positive out of Mardi Gras, because I can tell you I've been there a few times, and nothing much good comes out of Mardi Gras.
Oh, well, I always have a bunch of beads, so that when they...
Freezy!
Whoa.
Freezy!
Yeah.
Settle down.
I'm here.
Settle down. So back to the project's name, and then let's bring Thomas into the conversation where you come in on this whole thing. Because we only have one more segment on this, so let's rock. Go.
Alrighty. So, again, the project is We All Have a Voice,
mm-hmm.
and wealhavevoice.org for more details about it. Right now we have a campaign going that's called 1,000 Thank Yous.
Yep.
And this evolved out of, after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all the kids being so involved with stuff and just the commercialism of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with a population of kids that 100% free and reduced lunch, teachers who don't make a whole lot of money even, and thinking about gratitude and just how powerful it is, and it's free. and it's fun. So my challenge was for our entire school to create 1,000 thank you notes or letters in a week, 7 days. So it's 1,000 thank yous, 7 days, to spread it school-wide.
1,500 kids there. So even if you'd get 80% of the population right around there, right?
We could be done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how's it going?
And it's going great. The feedback from all the students and the teachers is amazing. One of my students the other day dug out of her bag the first part of the day, said, Miss, look. And she held up a thank you that she had gotten the day before. And then she picked up the markers at the table and wrote another one. And that's
and
what's
your
happening.
Desk is full of them.
My desk is full of them. It's really neat
right
now.
Give me
now.
The logistics. It's logistics. Who's collecting them? What are you doing with them? Okay.
I have a tally sheet where I'm keeping track of all of the thank yous that my classes create. And then the other teachers in the school also have tally sheets. And that's on the website.
Uh-huh.
And it's really easy because we're just keeping track of our own. A lot of the kids want to deliver these messages on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep the ones that students want me to deliver, and I find kids that run them to the teachers or the students, and it's really simple, and the kids all want to participate. I'll say, I've got a thank you note for Miss Gonzalez. Who wants to take it? I will. And it's been really, really easier to manage than I imagined in the beginning.
Gotcha.
So it's been really cool
and
to
Thomas,
see.
How did you jump on this project?
Well, about a year and a half ago, summer of 2014, I met Melinda. I'm doing what we both love to do at the gym, and we started chatting. About 2 hours of chatting, and we were just talking about what we're passionate about and everything, and she told me about the We All Have a Voice program. It was kind of in its infancy at that point, and it was just so engaging and so inspiring, and her delivery was so energetic that it made me want to get involved, made me want to marry her.
Awesome.
Ultimately, yes, but
you guys are just newlyweds.
We're newlyweds.
They're babies, yes. Freezer. They're babies.
So it just got me inspired, and so what I do is kind of help her brainstorm, branding, editing the website, things like that. When we were talking that night and kind of further conversations, what stuck out to me was the idea of building a school culture. I don't know if you're familiar with, it just reminded me of Malcolm Gladwell's broken window phenomenon. It's probably a theory before him, but he talked about broken window where in a neighborhood, if broken windows exist and people don't repair them, then that leads to more and more and more
graffiti.
It leads to, exactly. Yeah. It leads to everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I liken that to like a school culture where if it's a culture of positivity, then that can be almost contagious, and within the school, it could be contagious. You know, the students will be more engaged with each other and with the teachers and faculty and everything. So if you establish that baseline of school positivity, then I think that can spread within the school and from school to school. So it can go from.
Well, it's already as because we're thinking about doing our little Before I Die wall at Albuquerque High, but. I'm always a logistics person.
Right. And that's
love ideas, but I need logistics.
Me too. Right. On our website, so weallvoice.org, one of the things is it's 4 super simple steps to whatever it is. So each of the projects, the campaigns on the website, I have the 4 steps.
Awesome.
That's what I have. It's my job right now is to help other schools make this happen. And we've developed a 5-week outreach program. We're actually right now recruiting schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to those schools in person. We've worked with Polk Middle School in the Valley in the spring, and things went great. They've got their approval for their wall, so we're going to put that up in no time. And so we want to help other schools do this too. So that's what we do. So we're looking for some schools. We'd like everybody to sign up, weallvoice.org, and then we will come to the school for 5 weeks, and we have a different program for each week. So we get everything going, and we look at what the needs of each school is, because every school needs something different. And the kids drive the program. That's it.
Cool.
So,
We all have a voice.org.
And we've talked about a couple of the projects and We All Have a Voice, but there's more on the website. So there's more, you know, there's quite a few. I don't even know.
We have 12.
About 12 right now.
What I love about talk radio is everybody gets a voice.
Yeah. Everybody.
What's the website
on this show?
What's the website again?
We all have a voice.org.
Gotcha.
Yep. We all have a voice.org. Thank you, walls. I love the Before I Die wall. Here's what I'm doing personally with my kids. Freezer, you might want to jump on this. Everybody in the house is getting a different colored sticky note. When something good happens, write it down into a jar, boosh, right? Collect them all year long, starting in January. We're going to go through December, rock and roll.
Wow.
Yep.
And that promotes conversation and engagement between, you know, your family.
And then I had a lady who did, remember the lady with morality that we had on our show?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. That's somebody you should link up with.
Oh,
she, I need to get you her contact.
That'd be great.
She has these morality cards, and you pull it out and ask you, because what you don't know is moral thinking is some of the hardest thinking you'll do. It's beyond math. If you look at the little CAT scans and stuff, remember all the research she had? And that's going really well, too. So,
wow. And all of this is based on brain research, too. All based on brain research and really
positivity. Important. You can never have enough of it.
The power of hope.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
And Melinda,
the difference.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for
Congratulations on the national boards, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very
it's
nice.
Exciting.
You too.
25-year veteran.
You too.
Wow.
25
You'll be
year
there
veteran.
Soon.
I'm 21.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm national board certified.
Yeah.
Golden Apple
Award.
Yeah,
but you'll
winner,
be there.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Top five radio host in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at just throwing down, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing down. Just joking. I'm joking.
I know.
I hate sounding cocky like that. I'm just joking with him. It's, Thomas Senna, thanks for coming
in.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much.
We all have a voice.org.
We all have voice.org.
And if you're a parent out there and you want to find out about their organization, go on their website. Bring them to your school. Because they can do stuff, and they can make stuff happen. And I'm telling you, young people, they need more positive now than ever before. Trust me.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Do.
My 8-year-old's worrying about world issues. I'm like, worry about being 8 right now, right? All right. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.